Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Arrow. And we are very fortunate to be joined by Angel Flynn, the spokeswoman for Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign that is currently in Tasmania. Be Fair, Be Vegan Tasmania. Thank you very much, Angel, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. It's wonderful to be back.
Yes, it was exciting speaking with you when the Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign was all over Manhattan in Times Square, New York City, last year.
It sure was. That was a very exciting time when Be Fair, Be Vegan was launched. It felt like the beginning of something very big. And I think we're seeing evidence of that now as it's starting to take off on another level.
Yes, and it was very exciting to see that the next place, Be Fair, Be Vegan, is being seen worldwide right there on the streets and in the skies of Tasmania.
I know, it's very exciting that it all of a sudden happened that way, that this part of the world, down under as they call it, was the first place for Be Fair, Be Vegan to take off, the next step after Times Square. And the exciting thing, of course, about Tasmania is that it's the beginning of this. It's the first time that Be Fair, Be Vegan is beginning in another place outside of New York City. And we're very excited to be able to share with people that this is now something that is going to go into more cities all over the world, hopefully.
Yes. And can you please explain the Be Fair, Be Vegan, especially for those who are unfamiliar with this campaign?
Sure. In August of last year, so August of 2016, Be Fair, Be Vegan was launched in Times Square in Manhattan, New York City. And it's a billboard and poster campaign that's now expanding into other educational materials also. But the main focus of the campaign is these fantastic moving billboards designed by Joanna Lucas. And she has put together displays using really beautiful, stunning black and white portraits of animals' faces and expressions and animals interacting with each other. And she's combined these images with some very, very powerful moving words about animals' inner lives and inner experiences of life and of relationships and feelings. And so the displays are, you know, in billboard form, and it started with this gigantic, beautiful, powerful display in the middle of Times Square, which is one of the highest profile advertising locations in the world. So it's a very, very high trafficked area with lots and lots of passers-by, people looking at it. And Manhattan started with these two moving billboards and many, many, many street posters, 200 street posters throughout, 200 street posters throughout Manhattan. And it's now poised to take off into different locations around the world, and that's what we're excited to talk about today.
Yes, and so how does that manifest? How can those who are interested in bringing Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign to their city, their state, their country, how can that occur?
People can visit BeFairBeVegan.com. They also can find us on Facebook under Be Fair, Be Vegan. But on our website, there's a page that explains the campaign. And that part of our site has recently been updated to include all this new information. And part of it is showing people the educational materials that are now available as a part of Be Fair, Be Vegan. So we've put together pamphlets and handouts and many other items that can be used for educational outreach. But it's all intended to be part of an overall Be Fair, Be Vegan saturation, really, It's a saturation campaign. The idea is that we go into locations with the help of people who are in those locations to put up the billboards and also to expose people as much as possible to these ideas. So also through posters, tabling events, and other educational outreach events. We have banners. We have everything now that can be used to do public events. So all that information is now available on our website. And if somebody is interested in bringing Be Fair, Be Vegan to their area, what they can do is go to the website, take a look at what the campaign consists of. And there on the campaign page is a page that details our guidelines for other groups and individuals who want to work with us. And if you check that out, you'll see what this really involves, what we are asking people to do. And if you read the guidelines and you like it and you say, yes, this is something I want to be a part of, I want to do this, then the next step is to get in touch with us and we'll talk about it in more detail and see if we can make this happen. It does require people to raise part of the funds themselves. We have partial funding from the same sponsor who made it possible for Times Square to happen. There is funding available for groups to do this, for us to bring this to other parts of the world. But the groups who want to do it, groups or individuals, it doesn't have to be a group, but of course it helps for fundraising if we have groups. So anybody who wants to bring this to their location has to be able to raise a third of the funds, and then two-thirds of the funds will come from our end, from our sponsor.
That's wonderful. And again, this is such noble work because this is nonprofit. This is all about spreading the vegan message to bring justice and peace to all beings.
That's right. And that's what our guidelines very explicitly state, is that Be Fair, Be Vegan is the aim is to spread this message, Be Fair, Be Vegan. It's not about promoting anybody or any organization. It's about bringing the vegan message, an uncompromising vegan message, a 100% vegan message, that veganism is essential for a just society. Veganism is an essential prerequisite for a fair and just society. That is the message that we're trying to bring, and that is what Be Fair, Be Vegan is all about.
Absolutely. Thank you, Angel and Joanna, and all those who support Be Fair, Be Vegan. And let's hear about the campaign currently up in Tasmania.
Sure. So Tasmania was the first place where we were able to raise the funds to get this going. The first time it was the first time it happened anywhere other than Times Square. So there is a group of activists there in Tasmania who got excited about Be Fair, Be Vegan and wanted to bring it to Tasmania. And they were able to raise the funds to do it. And they agreed with everything we were trying to do, you know, what we had explained in our guidelines about what people need to do in order to bring this to Tasmania or to anywhere. So they managed to secure these three billboard locations in Tasmania, in Hobart, in the main city of Tasmania, which is very, very interesting because Tasmania is, it's a very big animal farming economy. That's what they are. They base a lot of their trade on in Tasmania is animal farming. So it's extremely exciting that on the streets of Tasmania for a month, there are now three Be Fair, Be Vegan billboards. It's incredible, really. And this group of activists, as well as securing the billboards, they also have done a couple of events. There was one event about a week after the billboards were launched where we invited the public in to hear a presentation about what Be Fair, Be Vegan is all about. And the group organizing it stood outside handing out Be Fair, Be Vegan literature and with banners and signs and such. And then they also had an event at the university, which is something that happens every year. It's a big event that happens there at the university. And this time they did a table that was all about Be Fair, Be Vegan. So they handed out the Be Fair, Be Vegan literature and talked to people about the Be Fair, Be Vegan perspective. There have also been, and this is very exciting to us, newspaper ads. So there have been advertisements placed in the local newspaper with the same images from the billboards. So actually, the same images from billboards that were done in Times Square, for people who remember the Times Square campaign, the launch of the campaign, there were billboards called Which One? And the Which One billboards were a series that basically described the animals that the animals used for various things, whether it's eggs, dairy, wool, a whole series of them. Which animal would you choose to die for your eggs, let's say, for your omelet? Which chick should die for your omelet? And the billboard showed a series of three chicks, different faces, three different faces on three different chicks, and described that they're different personalities. And this went through chicks, calves, cows who have lost their calves for dairy production. You know, whose calf should die for your milkshake? So these four of these went in the newspaper, which is just extremely exciting, because the whole thought of people who are not vegan opening their daily newspaper and being faced with this truth, this reality that the animals who die for our non-vegan choices are individuals. They are individuals with faces, feelings, and families. And that is what Be Fair, Be Vegan is trying to show to people, that these are not just animals who are all the same. They're not just numbers. They're not just statistics. These are individuals.
Beautiful. Thank you, Angel. And very important information for everyone to keep in mind, in heart, every hour of every day, because the alternative is very easy. Everything is veganized. We can replace all the animal products with vegan products, so no one's missing out on anything.
That's right, absolutely. And that's another message that we try to bring to people with Be Fair, Be Vegan. This is not something that is a deprivation. It's not a sacrifice. It's not something that we give up. No, we gain. Veganism is a gain. We replace one thing with another thing. We replace something that is horrendously cruel with something that is tremendously joyful. And it's a wonderful experience to be able to have, to become a vegan. What a wonderful release from so much, just so much negativity in our lives that we're able to let go of when we become vegan. And it's a wonderful joy to be able to bring that message to people. So I should say, because back to Tasmania for a moment, the month in Tasmania is almost over. We started on February 20th. I believe it ends on March 18th. So we're almost there, and it has been wonderful to be able to bring Be Fair, Be Vegan to Tasmania. And thankfully, the group that we're working with wants to continue. We're not sure yet in what form that's going to, what form that's going to take, because of course the billboards had a limited duration, but they want to look into different events that they can do with the Be Fair, Be Vegan materials. And hopefully, they're also hoping to inspire other Australian groups to bring this further across Australia in general. They want to inspire a wave of Be Fair, Be Vegan across Australia. And we're, of course, hoping that that is going to happen across the United States and also into other countries around the world. And now that we have made it possible on our website for other people to get involved, we are already receiving multiple requests from groups and individuals around the United States and other parts of the world who want to bring Be Fair, Be Vegan to their location.
We're listening to Angel Flynn via Skype in New Zealand. Angel Flynn is the spokeswoman for the Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign that's currently in Tasmania and then going worldwide. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Arrow. After this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Angel Flynn.
Slow dancing in the park, stay there till after dark. Sweet sound, soft and low, song on the radio.
You'll find one of these on a Friday morning, that's for sure. Troy here with the Jukebox of Americana, Fridays 9 to 12 noon. Please join us.
After all is said and done, you know you are my only one.
Hello, music lovers. This is Greg Klima. You are listening to 91.3 FM in Worcester, Massachusetts. That's WCUW, streaming on the internet at wcuw.org.
WCUW, 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for your support. During this spring 2017 fund drive, we're having a special for a $5 special membership. Please check out WCUW.org for more information or call the station at 508-753-2284. Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow. In today's program, we're featuring the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard and newspaper advertising campaign. Currently in Tasmania. The campaign designer is Joanna Lucas. We are joined by the Be Fair, Be Vegan spokeswoman, Angel Flynn, via Skype in New Zealand. The Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign is now spreading around the world with the participation of various groups.
So we're already in communication with several people who want to do this, and we're very, very excited to see which one is going to be next. We don't know yet, but we certainly will keep everybody informed. And as these other groups are starting to prepare to bring Be Fair, Be Vegan to their locations, they will be, some of them, setting up fundraising sites, of course, to raise funds for these billboards. And we will be keeping people informed as to how they can participate. If people want to be a part of this themselves, maybe some people might not be able to necessarily organize a local chapter of Be Fair, Be Vegan, but they can help us to raise awareness of it. They can help to spread the word about it. And they can help maybe to raise awareness of some of the chapters that might need to raise extra funds to be able to make this possible.
This is great. This is so wonderful that Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign, the billboard campaign, started in New York City, Times Square, Manhattan, and now is in Tasmania with newspaper ads as well as billboards on buildings and above buildings. And Angel, could you back up a little bit, please, and just give us a little geography lesson about Tasmania and Australia?
Australia is in, you know, it's in the southern hemisphere. New Zealand, where I am, is right next door. So at around the same, is my good geography, at the same latitude, I believe, as New Zealand is Tasmania. So they're right around the same height, you know, distance from the equator. Tasmania is right at the bottom of Australia, and it's an island off the southern coast of Australia. So it's not actually attached. In Tasmania, I just found out they call Australia the mainland. So it's a little island at the bottom of Australia. It looks, I haven't been there, I would love to go there. It looks incredibly rugged and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful landscape. And of course, as I said earlier, a very, very firmly entrenched animal farming economy. But they also have there an economy based on plant foods. They also grow lots of beautiful plant foods. So of course, you know, speaking to Tasmania through Be Fair, Be Vegan, what we envision for Tasmania, of course, is a time when the economy shifts from animal farming into making better use of their ability to grow wonderful, abundant plant foods and support their economy that way.
That's great to hear and very hopeful and very doable. And it's also very significant that Be Fair, Be Vegan last year was in New York City, right, the hub of advertising. And here there was Be Fair, Be Vegan nonprofit ads, which is all about bringing peace and fairness and justice to all the animals, not just the humankind. And now here, Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign in Tasmania with, like as you said, the high farming, animal agriculture farming, which can transition to plant farming.
That's right. And I also just wanted to make sure that I didn't forget to tell people when we were talking about spreading Be Fair, Be Vegan to other places, that now that we have Be Fair, Be Vegan educational materials, we also want to make it possible for people who can't perhaps raise the funds for billboards, because of course billboards are expensive. We believe that they are a very cost-effective form of advertising because for what you put in, you get a tremendous amount of reach from a billboard. So we believe it's a very worthwhile way to do vegan educational outreach. But there are going to be groups and individuals who can't do that, but they might want to bring Be Fair, Be Vegan to a tabling event, for instance, or some kind of an outreach event where they would like to distribute Be Fair, Be Vegan materials. And we want to let people know that this is also something that we're opening up to. So if people are interested in doing that, they can get in touch with us in that way also.
Beautiful. And thank you for bringing this light and love to the world with the Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign that is currently in Tasmania and then going nationally throughout the United States as well as worldwide. And that's an awakening for people to practice the golden rule, Be Fair, Be Vegan.
I like that, Marlene. Thank you. And it's wonderful to have the opportunity to share with your listeners all this inspiration that we have from this campaign.
Thank you. And we're coming to a close in the interview. Is there any additional message that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yes. Don't give up. We can never, ever, ever give up. We don't have that choice. We can't do that to the animals. We absolutely must stay on this. It takes all our effort and all of our hope and inspiration that's inside us. We have to keep that alive, and we have to help each other to keep that alive and just keep the vision. We are aiming for a vegan world. We believe in it. We know it's possible. We absolutely know that not only is it possible, it's inevitable, because justice will prevail.
True.
We know that to be true.
Yes. And what contact information can you leave with our listeners?
People can contact Be Fair, Be Vegan by going to the Be Fair, Be Vegan website, which is befairbevegan.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Be Fair, Be Vegan, and you can find our Facebook page on our website.
Yes. And I was also happy to see the Be Fair, Be Vegan Tasmania Facebook page.
That's right. Be Fair, Be Vegan Tasmania has its own Facebook page. And anybody who's interested in following the activities, both the activities of the past month and also the activities to come, because Be Fair, Be Vegan Tasmania, we hope, is not going to end with this month of billboards. It's going to continue into who knows what. Hopefully, it will just continue to spread Be Fair, Be Vegan through Australia.
Thank you, Angel. And Angel, could you please just give one more message for those who, this is a new paradigm and might need a little bit more help in grasping this understanding of Be Fair, Be Vegan. So for example, today I was in communication with someone and she just couldn't understand that other individuals who are sharing this planet with us, and just because they're not in human form, that they deserve the same respect and kindness that we would give to any human or to those animals that we have in our vicinity, such as dogs or cats or horses. Could you please just give a little message to my friend? Thank you.
Sure. So the message that we're trying to help people to understand is that just like many people, of course, have an understanding that dogs and cats feel, not just feel pain and fear, but feel joy and love. People feel love with their dog and cat friends many times. Our whole understanding of animals needs to change dramatically. Scientifically, we accept that these animals feel. Our society is constructed as though they don't feel. And all the ways in which we use them, whether it's food or clothing or experimentation or entertainment, and all the different ways that we use animals, all of them, they all go according to this premise that animals don't feel. And even though nobody would agree to that nowadays, if you ask them consciously, nobody would agree to that. Look around. If you think that we do not act as though animals don't feel, then you don't know the reality. If you are not tuning into this reality, please take a look. If you want to continue to use non-vegan items, take a closer look at how those items get to you. If you don't know, you've got to see. Look at some photos, watch some videos. Yes, it's horrible to see. But it's a lot more horrible to go about using these items that we take from animals, whether it's their meat, which is the flesh of their bodies, whether it's the milk that is intended for the babies that we steal from them, whether it's the eggs that come out of their bodies naturally, but which we, because we want them for ourselves, we breed these animals to produce these eggs in huge, huge numbers that leave their bodies crippled, whether it's the skin that is removed from their bodies so that we can make shoes and jackets and couches and whatever else we make from it. And that comes, by the way, from cows, but it also comes from many, many, many other animals. Whether it's the wool that comes off their bodies that we take for ourselves that belongs to them. Everything that we take from them belongs to them. And in order for us to take it from them, we have to pretend that they don't feel. Because we understand that they feel, it hurts us to take it from them because we know that it hurts them. So Be Fair, Be Vegan is trying to help people to understand these animals feel. They feel pain. They feel fear. They feel sorrow. They also feel joy. They can feel love. They can feel compassion. And if we tune into that, if we open our eyes to that and open our minds to that and open our hearts to that, we won't want to hurt them. And if we really are serious about not wanting to hurt them, then we have to end the entire thing. There will be no more animal industry. And thankfully, thanks to the vegan movement, which has been building and growing now for a long time, we have alternatives to all of it. Many of us have been doing this for a long time now, and we can tell you there's nothing that you need from these animals. Everything that we take from them, we can get from somewhere else. We can get from plants. We can make these things ourselves. We don't need them from animals. And if we don't need them, we have absolutely no right to take it from them.
We're listening to Angel Flynn, spokeswoman of Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign. Currently in Tasmania, was last year in New York City, and is now going nationally throughout the United States and also worldwide. And for anyone who'd like to learn more information how they can participate in the Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign, bringing it to your city, your state, your country, contact BeFairBeVegan.com. Thank you very much, Angel, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. It's been wonderful to talk with you again.
It's been wonderful. Thank you. And best wishes with all, and especially too for you and Gentle World with the recovery from the flood disaster.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow. We've been joined by Angel Flynn, spokeswoman for the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard and advertising campaign. Angel is also a volunteer for 17 years at the Gentle World, a vegan education center in New Zealand that recently experienced damage to their property and buildings due to flooding of the river. Please join us again for a future episode focusing on Gentle World in New Zealand. And please join us again next week for the interview with Dr. Neil Barnard, founder and president of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and also the Barnard Medical Center in Washington, D.C. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. Theme music provided by Joseph Peck. This is Marlene Narrow wishing you a good day.